Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel Him made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Macedonia Call around the globe, and we are coming to you live from Springboro, Ohio, and we are so glad that you are with us here tonight, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. And tonight's broadcast is on baptism or whichever way our panelist wants to go with it. How the Lord is leads them is perfectly fine. And we sure appreciate everybody that calls and is a part of this broadcast, and we appreciate everyone that will listen in. And if you want to be a part of this, it is you want to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And we're going to have some prayer requests here that we'll turn here in just a moment, and that we'll pray over them at the end of the broadcast. And I want you to know that we pray over each and every one of these prayer requests. And even though we may not say anything back on Facebook, you know, it's the Lord that answers our prayers anyway. And sometimes a prayer that you may not think is not answered, that's God's answer. Sometimes it's no, and sometimes we don't like the answer. But just for you to know that God answers prayers. And how many know that we're not to pray amiss? The Bible tells us not to pray things. I know we're to name things and claim it in the name of Jesus, but if we're asking for foolish things, if we already have a car that runs well, we don't need to be praying for big fancy Cadillacs to have about four or five of them. God knows our heart, the very intent of our heart. So, and the Bible talks about the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So God knows that when what we have need of. He also knows if we serve Him or not. And only prayer I believe that the Lord will answer for a sinner person would be the prayer of repentance. And then after that, all His promises to you is yea and amen. Praise God. We're going to have our daughter Rachel. This is Rachel, our 10-year-old. We're so proud of her, and God surely has blessed us with her, and she is going to come to you tonight with her scripture. Praise God.
But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both and woman.
Praise God, yes. So tonight's about baptism and however the Lord leads you. And we thank God that we were able to get in tonight on the Internet. We wasn't sure that we were going to get in. I think we were about maybe a minute and a half late. So thank God for the callers tonight. We're going to have 706 come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Sister Green, it's Frida Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Hi, Sister Frida. We'll have you here to give your testimonies and to obey God here in just a moment. Okay, sis?
Okay.
And then we want 770, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Brother John. And again, we'll get you here in just a moment. I'm thanking the Lord tonight for all the callers and all the help. We sure need help with this. 423, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hello, this is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee. And Sister Frida, I want to tell you, I hate to hear about your mother passing away there.
Thank you.
Yes, Sister Frida, our condolences go out to you, and we're sorry to hear that. We did get news earlier that had happened, and we know what you're going through, that we went through it ourselves back at the end of July. And,
you know,
this is the first holidays without my stepdad, with you know, my mom. So lift her up in prayer, and we'll sure be praying for you too, sis.
Thank you.
661, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hi, Sister Green. This is Sister Gladys Dittmer in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God. And again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. And Sister Frida, we're going to, you were the first caller there, sis, so you go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I thank y'all for the prayers. It has been rough the last few days, but I know the Lord's got his arms around me, and I'm just relaxing and taking it easy, but everybody's doing okay, and I can feel y'all's prayers. I mean, it's been good. Everybody's doing okay right now, I think, so far. But, yeah, I'm doing good. I just found out what it was, but what I found is it brings to remembrance. But one thing before I get off my mom, she was a prayer warrior, so you know what I'm talking about. And the preacher that preached the funeral today, he said, we got to get up to the plate. He said, you might not know it, but she knew it. And I know it for a fact. Mama would have her prayer list, and she would pray. And she would, family members, people, churches she goes to, and everything. And they said, she was praying. I think it was about 20 years because Mom came to the Lord before my dad did. But she was praying, and she did get to see the rewards that he did come to the Lord about 4 years ago. But most of our family are Christians, and he said, you got to look at her, what she done. You got to step into the gap now and do what she done. And he said, that's what the Lord wants. And, you know, we have our moments, but everybody knows, and I keep it in my faith that she's up there walking on the streets of gold, talking with Jesus. So I'm hanging in here. So I'm going to be reading from Mark 1, and I'm going to start with verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin, and there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with a camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it shall come to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit, like a dove, descended upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he went, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted as Satan, as with a mild beast. And the angels ministered unto him. And now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. But you know what? That's what the preacher said today. And I know my mom was a Holy Ghost-filled prayer warrior. She was more important about everybody else besides herself. But, you know, we have to give it over to him. That's all. You have to have a straight walk with him and do what he tells you to. And I pray every day. I had a friend. I didn't want nobody to come into the house with it being nasty. I got to start doing something. And anybody said, if there's anything we can do, just let us know. I said, I want to get into the Word. And I have been. I have been praying. I have been reading. I said, Lord, give me what you want me to have to get me through. And he has. And she told me, she says, when I got to your house to do what you wanted me to do, she said, I could feel the prayers that had been going on. And I go from my bedroom, my kitchen, and my living room. My house is sanctified, and I give the Lord all the praise and glory for what he's doing and how he's doing in my life. Back to you.
Praise God. And, you know, we sure appreciate you, Sister Frieda, that word there, good word of God, always when it goes forth like that, it won't return void. And at a time like this, you still pressed on, and I'm sure your mother would have wanted you to call
yes,
in tonight and just obey the Lord like that. And
yes.
You know, you said she was a good praying woman and she was saved. And
yes, she was.
You know, my husband preached my stepdad's funeral back in August the 2nd, and when, something that he said, I said it on the air before, that something that he said, that my his name was Walter Atkins, and when my husband began to preach the funeral, he said, you know, Brother Atkins had preached his own funeral by the life that he lived and before his children and all, and I'm sure your mama did too, and now we're just set an example for our children and our children's children, and just enjoy that. You encourage me tonight that you still called in anyhow, and you found strength in the Lord to call in, and we appreciate you, sis.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you was right here, I'd reach out and give you a big hug.
Oh. I can feel it.
Amen. So 770, Brother John, come in and tell us what the Lord has laid on your heart there, and just obey God, brother.
I'll tell you what, Brother Sister Green, go ahead and let Brother Lloyd, Sister Betty speak, and Sister Gladys speak, and I'll go after them.
Okay. Okay.
So go ahead.
All right. Brother Yearwood?
Yeah.
Says Timothy, is he set up for a song?
Just a minute he will be. He's not hardly right yet.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead, brother, and obey the Lord, and you and Sister Betty, and turn in any prayer requests that you might have. And
okay, we'll turn in the prayer request then.
We have three people that's in very much need of prayer. They have cancer. It's Keith Green, Edith Hampton, and Fred Brennan. And remember Kyle, Betty, and Stephanie, and remember us this weekend as we travel to Georgia.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going down to Brother Willie's and them church there this weekend for service.
Praise God.
Him will be ready here just in a minute there.
That's all right. Y'all take your time. And tonight, if you want to be part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. And we encourage you to call in if you want to share a testimony or if you've got anything the Lord has given you, and we want you to share it. We've got several prayer requests here, and I tell you, the devil is really fighting mad over the broadcast. I just want y'all to know that have called in tonight and those that are listening. Things going on this week just lets me know that the enemy is mad mm-hmm. about the broadcast. And thank the Lord that, you know, this has been, we've been doing this now for probably, I think this is our 46th episode. And just by things that people comment and say on Facebook privately, whether it be an open message or whether it be in private, we know that people are listening, and we want to encourage them to get saved. And it's nothing that we do. We're not trying to make our name big. And we may sometimes miss somebody that I didn't comment back to. But just because I didn't make a comment back doesn't mean that we're not praying. There's right. nothing that, as far as what our hands are tied, as far as us doing it, because we don't do it anyway. It's all no. to glory to be to God.
Yes, it is.
That He answers
yeah.
prayers. And we're just the
Amen.
Prayer warrior to help pray and stand in agreement. But if you're not saved tonight and you're asking for prayer, first, you need to get saved, and you need to live right before God, and you can't get angry at the people of God because prayers of yours are not being answered and things aren't being done your way. God's not Santa Claus. He wants you to be His children, His child. He wants to be your God, and the way you do that is you get saved and you ask God to forgive you of your sins. And then you'll see all the rewards. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. So I want you to keep turning in prayer requests. I'm not trying to discourage prayer requests because He told us to pray. But the most important, if you're a sinner tonight and you know your heart's not right with God and you're asking the Lord to give you things, you must first be His child. And God will do things. He'll heal you. He'll do things because the righteous once did pray, them that are without sin, already repentant. I know this isn't on the topic tonight, but people are going through things. People are going through battles and stuff, but you've got to turn it over to the Lord. When I was in the biggest mess in my life, going through the biggest storm that I could possibly ever go through, is when I finally said, I've tried everything, but I have not tried God. That was my last resort. That was my only hope. And thank God that when He drew me by His Spirit, and I was smart enough, I don't say I was dumb because I was smart, to turn my life to Him. I had to surrender it all from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, and God began to move for me. Praise God, and to Him be all the glory. So don't get mad at us if God don't answer a prayer. Have you asked Him to save you of your sins? Have you asked Him to be your God? You can't serve two masters. You either love one and you hate the other. If you're going to choose God and want Him to answer your prayers, turn your life over to Him. We got Rhonda Rudd. She says, yes, she does have a prayer request, and God knows all about that. Kim Turner says, please continue to agree in prayer for her family and the things we need God to move on. And she thanks us and appreciates our prayers. And she, in another one, Christina Charles, she said she does, please, meaning she has a prayer request. And when they do that, they mean that God knows all about it, but we're standing in agreement. Shorty Nichols says, pray for Midge Pack and her family. They lost everything in a house fire. So remember that. Billie Jean Neal, pray for Mary Williams. She is in the hospital. And then Sister Gladys Dittmer, she says, continue to pray for Pastor Kenny Mobley, who recently had a stroke. Pray God help us buy a car for His choosing that is safe and dependable. Unspoken request also. Sister Gladys, I know you're on here tonight. I did not know that you were praying for a car. That comment I made earlier about a car, surely, sis, was not towards you. I was just thinking of those that asked for five great big Cadillacs and stuff like that. but I didn't read that until just now.
No,
don't forget
me,
mine,
I know.
Ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Don't forget mine either.
Amen. Sister Frieda, that's right. Amen. God knows. He knows our very heart what we have need of. Praise the Lord. Keith and Carla Locks says, pray for Liberty Nursing Home. She has a dear friend there. Also, Billy Warrick said, pray for all those who are cold, hungry, and homeless, and all the children in this messed up world. And pray for him. He's a cousin of mine. I don't know, Billy, if you're saved, because if you're not saved, please turn your heart to the Lord. I love you, and I wouldn't be saying this otherwise, but you know, God can answer your prayers. But give your heart to him. Praise the Lord. And Brother Yearwood, I've taken up too much time there. I'm sorry, brother, but you take your time. We've got 2 hours in this, and you guys go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay, I reckon Tim's about ready there now to sing that song. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
When morning comes and burdens seem hard to bear, and I wonder, does anyone really care? And when it seems life is hopeless and everything gone wrong, I look around and count my blessings, and the morning doesn't seem so long when I start my day with you. Lord, there's nothing I can do, although sometimes the tempter when I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray and to start my day with you. Sometimes we get so busy that we forget you, and then we wonder why our prayers don't seem to get through. But in the good times or the bad, Lord, you're my best friend that I've ever had, and when I take the time to pray, you and I can conquer whatever comes my way. When I start my day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can do, although sometimes the tempter tries to bring me down. I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray and start my day with you. When I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray and to start my day with you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Appreciate that song there that Tim just sung. You know, I tell you what, that's what we all need to to realize that we can make it through the day whenever we start our day with prayer. You know, that's what it's all about, is talking to the Lord. So if you got your Bibles, I know the scriptures we're going to be using here tonight is well known, but it's we're speaking about baptism. You know, Jesus told Nicodemus he must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. In other words, before he could ever see the kingdom of God. So, you know, that's what we're speaking about is baptism tonight. So I'm going to let Betty read it for us there. We're going in, start in the third chapter, verse 1, and go through 12 there.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do not, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things?
Praise the Lord. Now, you know, we heard there where Jesus told Nicodemus he must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. You know, that's representing the water is representing being buried in the liquid grave and being risen again. You know, just like Jesus did there. Praise God, I believe we were in Mark. We'll get to it there in a few minutes, maybe. But you know where Jesus was baptized of John in the river of Jordan there, and he was straightway come up out of the water, and the Spirit descended up on him. And you know, that's what Jesus is telling us today here. You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. In other words, you're going to have to go down and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins if you ever want to make heaven your home. You know, praise God, there's too many today is trying their best to live in their own flesh. Too many today is trying to walk up their own way. But, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have to walk up God's way. We're going to have to be in the Spirit of God. You know, them that is born of flesh is flesh, but them that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And, you know, praise God, Jesus is the Spirit of God that comes into our lives, that comes into our bodies whenever we ask him to come in and whenever we submit ourselves unto the Lord, you know, and just turn everything that we got over to him and say, Lord, here I am. I want you to come into my life. I want you to clean me up. I want to be a different person. I want to walk up rightly before you. You know, that's my goal. That's my desire is that I please God. My desire is that people, when they see Lord Yearwood, they just don't see me, but they see the Christ, the hope of glory that's in me. He be greater than I am, because, praise God, without him, I'm nothing. I can do nothing without him, but through him I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I praise God tonight. I praise God that God is doing a work in this land. He's still doing just like he told Nicodemus. You must be born again of the Spirit and of the water if you want to make heaven your home. Let's go over to Matthew 28 there just for a minute there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 and 18. Praise God. I'll find it here in a minute. I went the wrong way with my Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 and 18 it says, through 20 it says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Amen. You know, now Jesus said all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. He told us there, he said, to go and teach all nations, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you what, if we don't do what God said, we're not going to make it. And he said, you know, he went and gave them strict orders to go and be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He told us how to teach the people how to lift up the name of Jesus, how to be saved, and how to be washed again, washed in the blood of Jesus. I tell you what, it's time that people wake up and start being obedient unto God. You know, let's look. I know Sister Frieda done read this a while ago, but I've got the same scriptures. Mark 1:4-11, it says, and John baptized in the river, in the wilderness, and preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And they went out into him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and they all baptized, they were all baptized of them in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. You know, praise God, that's what Jesus is telling us here. You know, that we need to be baptized, you know, wash away our sins, in other words. I know just water baptism alone won't save us, but praise God, it's a commission that Jesus is telling us here to go and be baptized. You know, praise God, Jesus, his own self, was baptized. John was down there in the river baptizing, and he looked up and he said, behold, here comes the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And Jesus come to him and told him that it was important that he would baptize him, that he would fulfill the scriptures. And I tell you what, today, my friend, it's important that we be obedient to God's word, and that we will go and be baptized, praise God, and take on the Lord's name. You know, praise God, it's time that we lift up the name of Jesus. It's time that we look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. He said all power is given unto him in the heaven and earth. He told us to go and be and teach all nations to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that's what we need to be about our Father's business, going forth and telling them what thus saith God. And let's look into verse 6 there in Mark 1. And John was clothed with camel hair and was a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preaching, saying, this, see, there cometh one mightier than I, after me, the latchet of shoes, of whom shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloosen. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. You know, praise God. I'm glad that Jesus is still baptizing today with the Holy Ghost. You know, we can look over into Acts 2 over there, and 38, I believe it is. Let me just look right there. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You know, praise God, I'm glad that he's still baptizing people today with the Holy Ghost. I'm glad the day that anybody wants to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, they can call upon the Lord, and he will baptize them, because this is a promise unto you and to your children, as far off as many as the Lord God shall call. Let's look here back into verse 7. Mark 1 and verse 7. I indeed baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That's verse 8, I'm sorry. And it shall come to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway cometh up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, though thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit descended as they driveth him into the wilderness. Praise God. I went a verse further than I was going to there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, I tell you tonight, my friend, Jesus told Nicodemus there, you must be born again of the Spirit and of the water. In other words, if you want to get to heaven, you must repent of your sins. You must come down sorrowful of your sins. You must come down and ask the Lord to forgive you of all of your sins and your trespasses against him. And he's willing to forgive you. I believe over in 1 John over there, he said that his sin, that if we would confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. His son's blood will cleanse us from all sin. I'm glad tonight that I can say that we have the right, if we make any mistakes or do anything that's not pleasing unto God, we can call upon his name and ask him to forgive us, and he will forgive us because his son, his blood is important tonight. And if we've been born again and washed in his blood, we've got the rights to call upon him, and he will forgive us of our sins. I just praise God tonight that I know that I know that I heard one day the Lord called my name, and he told me that I had to repent and that I had to go and ask him to forgive me. And I thank God that I went, and I've been born of the water and of the Spirit of God, and I've got my name on the Lamb's Book of Life. I've got it written up there in heaven, and no man can blot it out but myself. I can take it out any time I want to, but nobody else can, and God's not going to blot it out. As long as I try my best to serve him and to live for him and to lift up his name and to lift him up, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's what the Lord is a hearing tonight. If we'll lift up the name of Jesus, he's drawing people into him around about this country and around about this world, all over the country. God is speaking to people's hearts, telling them to come in, come into the fold. My friend, it's time today that you realize that you need to be water baptized. It's time that you need to be saved. I know over there in Revelation, the second chapter, it talks about people. It said that remember, you have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Except thou repent and do thy first works over, else I will come and move thy candlestick out of its place. He's telling us tonight, my friend, if we backslid and come back to the Lord, we need to go and be baptized all over again. That's what the Word is telling us. And that's what we need to do, is to understand what doth saith God and be a partakers of God's Word. He said not only be a hearer, but be a doer of his Word. Yes. My friends, tonight, you need to be a doer of the Word of God. We need to go and say, Lord, I want to hear you, just like Nicodemus. He comes to the Lord by night there. He was ashamed, but he comes to the Lord by night, seeking him, and the Lord telling him what he must do. He said, can I be born again when I'm old? Can I enter the second time into my mother's womb? And Jesus told him no, that he must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And my friend, tonight, I'm here to tell you that you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit of God. You must repent of your sins and turn it all over to him. And he will forgive you, and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. As John was saying there, one coming after me, whom shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unlatch, of none to loosen. but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, Jesus is still the baptizer. He's still reaching out and baptizing people today with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got anything you want to say? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I appreciate the opportunity tonight to obey the Lord. And I appreciate you and Brother and Sister Green there giving us the opportunity too. So God bless you. And I'll turn it back to you there, Sister Green.
Praise God. Appreciate that good word, Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty and Brother Timmy did really well. Thank God for you. And at this time, if you want to be part of this broadcast, I want you to call in at 347-989-8862. And we are talking tonight about baptism. And any way you want to go with it, just fine. And pray the weather here in Ohio get straightened out because it's starting to snow, I hear. I've not looked out the window, but supposed to get, I'm thinking, 3 to 6, 8 inches, I'm thinking, but we already have maybe 4 to 5 out there now. Some of it's melted, but just keep us in prayer and all them that are traveling, the truck drivers. Saw a post today on Facebook. They're congregating there in Washington, D.C. Just pray for their safety, and they're on a mission, I believe, to help our country. And I just pray for their safety. So I praise God, thank Him for the broadcast. And we're going to come to you here tonight with this here song, and we hope that it blesses you.
Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a lack of cheating. So Jesse won't be stepping out again. More than just respect. The county courthouse records tell all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Just how Jesse took off with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family. And Franklin County's got a lot more man. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Time he went.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know why it's cutting out like that. I'm thinking the weather is probably messing with the internet. Like I said in the beginning, we could just barely get on. We was a minute and a half late, and we apologize for that. And I tell you, we've had some awesome, great preaching, great word of God tonight. And we want to encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862 and be a part of our broadcast. And, you know, this is the Lord's broadcast. And we just thank the Lord that, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And that's all we're doing here tonight is wanting to be a laborer for the Lord. And we want to obey God and just get his word out. And we want many souls, as many souls as God will bid to come. And, you know, we'll never know who all we reached. And that doesn't matter. What matters is that God saves somebody. If it just reaches one person that we've been on here about a year and somebody gets saved, it's been worth the whole thing. We went knocking on doors back in the summer on many doors. And in the past, we've knocked on lots of doors with other churches, and it's just something that God put in our heart. And, you know, and one, if it's just one person out of the thousands of doors that you knock on, and one person comes to Christ, and when they go home to be with the Lord, what a great praise God that that soul made it in and escaped the burning hell. And that's Amen. What we want you to do tonight, is we want you to escape that place called hell. And Brother John, are you ready?
Oh, I've always been ready. I was just, go ahead and let Sister Gladys go ahead and go.
Sister Gladys, are you still, she's weathering a storm down there too. Do you have good connections, sis?
No, we don't have much snow, but I'll be praying for this broadcast as we continue to go on. It's
you
been good
go
to hear what I've heard.
Lord?
Okay, I will. I appreciate the Lord, and I thank him, and I praise him each and every day, Sister Green, for all he's done in my life. And, you know, the one thing I know is I praise him each day. I try to, before I get up out of bed, I want to say each day, thank you, Lord, for another day. When I put my feet on the floor, Sister Green, I want to praise him, and I want to thank him and ask for his strength each and every day because we need it. I feel blessed by all the preaching that's already been said tonight and all the singing and the songs. I glorify him tonight, and I want to rebuke Satan before I even get started because he's a thief and a liar, and I tear down the strongholds of him trying to interrupt this broadcast tonight. My subject's a little different, but I want people to understand that the best thing you could ever do is, like Sister Betty and Sister Frida and Brother Yearwood were all saying, the best thing you could ever do in your life is get saved. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and know that he is the living King and that he shed his blood upon Calvary. And then the Lord says for us to go get baptized. That's something that we truly need to do. When we go down in the water, we die out to the world. And when we come back out of the water, we're making a commitment and telling the world, I'm a new creature in Christ and that I want to do things differently. It's a witness to the people that see it. My scriptures today, though, are going to be based on the battles. You know, each and every one of us fight different ones. And Sister Frida, my condolence go to you, my sympathy, my heart goes out to you. I know what it's like to lose a parent. It was heartbreaking to lose my father back in 2002. But the scriptures I start off with are in Psalm 31, 1 through 14. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. I want to say before I continue my scriptures, you know, after we get baptized and we pray for the Lord to come into our life. There will be adversities come into our lives, and there will be trials, and there will be battles. And sometimes we wonder, God, I thought everything was going to be okay. Well, it will be if we trust in the Father God. And if we hold close to His Word, He'll give us guidance, and He'll show us daily how to get out of those battles. And He is with us whether we feel Him or not. And I agree with Sister Green, the devil's mad, and I'm glad. I'm going to keep seeking His face. And I know that even though this broadcast is interrupted, I know God will have His way, and He'll raise up a standard, and He won't let the devil win. And, you know, I go on further with verse 9. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly, for my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of my mind, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God." You know, after you get saved and you get baptized, there'll be many who will come against you and persecute you. I'd just rather tell you the truth than make you believe something that's not true. A lot of people won't speak the truth to you, but I'd rather you know the truth and know and understand that God will help you through every trial. And amen. We're living in a day that grieves my spirit, Sister Green. There are many that are coming against a brother and a sister. In the Bible I read is that we're supposed to be in unity together. You know, if a person has a problem with another brother or sister, you need to get that odd out of your life. I missed the week that you spoke on judgment, but we need to get down true to God. And if we have any judgment in my heart, we need to speak to the Lord and ask Him to get rid of everything. I want to have a pure heart before Him, and He will take care of us. In Galatians 6 and 7, He said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap also." That shall he also reap. Forgive me for getting my words mixed up. But I know this much. I'm grieving my spirit tonight because many will believe a lie and be damned. They'll think that they can be a hypocrite. They may pay tithes and sit on the pews weekly. I'm not judging my brother or sister, but you have to make it right. You've got to step up to the plate. Amen. Like Sister Frieda said. You've got to do this right. You've got to do according to the Word of God. The only Bible that some people will ever read is your life. And if it is right. Speaking against a brother or sister, or if you're coming against a pastor, woe unto you. I'm speaking it the best way I know how, is you can't come against your brother or sister. God said in the scripture of 1 Chronicles 16:22, He's saying, "Touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm." People have lost the fear of God. They've got to understand today, you come against a prophet or a pastor or a preacher, you're walking on dangerous ground. You cannot be loose-lipped and think that you can get away with everything and the Lord still keep your name in the book of life. He won't have it. He said, without blemish, without spot. And we are living in perilous times today. We've got to walk uprightly before the Lord. And when we get saved and we get baptized, this is a close walk with God. He said, you know, there's many that have to understand narrow is the gate. We've got to understand this is something we've got to really focus on and get our lives shaped up. People are looking at our lives. And I know that when we go through battles each and every day, we've got to give them to the Lord. He said, "Cast your cares upon me." And in Psalm 34:19, He said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." You know, many people look at my life and they'll say, "Well, she's a weak Christian. She must be sinning." Just like they accused Brother Job. They said, "You must be doing something wrong." But just because people go through sickness, that doesn't mean that's true. You know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the main part of that verse that is so strong, that stands out to me, He said, "The Lord will deliver them out of them all." I've come upon my deathbed several times, and I've been weak to where people thought they'd be looking for a casket for me. But I give God all glory because He raised me up out of that. When I went down to 99 pounds, people thought that I was going to die. They didn't know what was wrong with me, but God brought me out. That's what I'm saying. You may go through many afflictions in this day and hour, but God will bring you out. And there's,
amen.
I believe if people have to understand God has a high standard, it can't be weak and watered down. You've got to preach the truth. It can't be sugar-coated. That's not going to last in the last days. Yes, people want that, but that's going to cause them to believe a lie and be damned.
Amen.
I know this much, that when we are persecuted by brothers and sisters, or anyone for that matter, it doesn't have to be a brother and sister. You have to read Isaiah 54:17. You'll memorize that scripture if you have to. It gets you through. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. If we get in the Word, if we truly get in the Word, we'll understand the heart of God. When He
Amen.
Gives us this Word, if we just read it, He speaks to us. You don't need anyone to lay hands on you in order for you to be healed. I was laying on a couch one day, and I was just crying tears. I'd read the Word at night because that's when the house was settled down, the kids were in bed, and my husband was asleep. I knew on that when I was reading the scriptures about how Jesus went up to Calvary and He died for me. He loved me that much, and He loves everyone listening to my voice. He loves them this much. He cares about you, and every drop of blood He shed is for your healing and for your deliverance. He said that He'd bring us out. And I know that I hold on to the scriptures in Psalm 91. If you're ever lonely or if you don't feel like you're very protected, read that. It's gotten me through so many times. And I'll just read a couple of those scriptures in Psalm 91:1-2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. If we put our trust in God, He'll never fail us. If you put your trust in man or woman, they'll always fail us because they're human. They, you know, the heart will fail us. You know what I'm saying? If we put trust in man, you can put them on a pedestal, but that's making them an idol. What you need to do is trust in God, not believe in anything in this world, because that will fail every time. But I know if I believe in my heart, He said that we can trust in Him and He will see us through. You know, the woman in the, if you've ever read the story about the Shunammite woman and her son had died, and Elijah asked her, what's wrong? He knew there was something wrong with the Shunammite woman. It's a good book. It's a good scripture to read is what I'm talking about. She said, all is well. And there are times in our lives when we're going from one battle to another. I believe there's a sifting season right now. That He said that the wheat and the tares will grow up together. And I know this much. God's doing the shaking in the church houses. He's doing the shaking. And those that will stand firm, the true warriors of God today, the true people that are wanting to dedicate their lives to God, are not just battling one battle. They're battling many. And yes, Sister Green, the devil's mad. But like I said, I'm glad. I'm going to continue to serve my God because He'll see me through. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Gladys is telling you the truth.
That's right.
She's talking to you. You need to get on your knees and pray that God will save your soul. And again, our broadcast, the number, if you want to call in, if you need prayer, we want you to call. We've got plenty of people here tonight that can get a prayer through, and we want you to call at 347-989-8862. Pastor John, are you ready? Hallelujah. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, sister. I appreciate what the Lord is doing. No, I just felt by the Holy Spirit tonight to just let all of them go before me and to put them. I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to be with all of you ministers that are speaking tonight. You know, we're on holy ground tonight. I really feel that strongly. I feel like, in the presence, and just like you, all of you have said, we're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, amen. It's just a privilege, amen. It's an honor to speak His word. And, we're just thinking about baptisms and how that John proceeded, and how Brother Yearwood and Sister Frieda and Sister Gladys and Brother and Sister Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty, and also you, Brother Sister Green, brought out there that how John has brought out that, that you know, we're talking about baptism tonight, talking about burial, talking about life and death, all in the same thing. We're talking about, as Brother Yearwood brought out, about being born again, that you cannot, except you have this process. You know, he's talking about John being the predecessor to the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing that even in John himself, you know, he had a baptism, but his baptism was water unto repentance. In other words, he talked about Malachi, Abraham, that he could come back to fathers back under the soil and come back into the fathers. I don't know if you're hearing this, but it's breaking up on this end. But anyhow, making a noise. But anyhow, we're going to make a noise, too. We're going to make a louder noise than the
Amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord's going to give the city. Amen. God's going to break down the walls as he did in Jericho. Amen. And we're just marching around by believing in his baptism. Amen. That this is something a part of the being born again process. And then as John was a baptizer, John the Baptist said he was a baptism of repentance, and how that in that year they came out and received, amen, this baptism of repentance. They're coming back to the Father. And then, but he even told the truth. He said that there's one that comes after me whose shoelaces I'm not worthy and latches. You've already brought it out that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And as the time as they were come, and amen, Jesus spoke to them, amen, and spoke of it in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, and Luke chapter 3, and it talks about in Acts chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, it talks about, amen, and Luke chapter 24 talks about to wait for the promise of the Father upon high, amen, until you receive the promise on high of the Holy Ghost. So, this is a baptism tonight that we're talking about, water baptism. We're talking about burial, but we're talking about a baptism of the Spirit, being born again tonight. We just praise the Lord that to come to the fullness. And tonight we need that process. I was thinking about, amen, it talks about that as it first came to the Jews, and as it first came to the Jews, and first came to the, the disciples, amen, and went beyond the disciples, and even those that crucified. Brother Yearwood brought it out. You know, they asked the question, you know, they hadn't realized until Peter and them began to tell them that how they had crucified, amen, the Lord and Christ. And then they said, well, what must we, they were pricked in their heart, because here was this man who had laid outside the gate beautiful. Here was this man who, from this day of his birth, he had never been able to walk. And silver and gold had they none. They come out in Acts chapter 3 and begin to speak, amen, and how every day this man's life was never changed by the alms, amen, and carried to the gate each day. But one day, two men of God, two disciples, amen, who didn't have any silver and gold, but come and gave to this man such as they had. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise and walk. Amen. This man rose up immediately, was strengthened, was given unto him. Amen. And he walked, amen, was able to walk in, amen, and his life was changed. Tonight, if you receive this baptism means to be overwhelmed. Amen. And tonight, you are overwhelmed with the Word of God. You're being overwhelmed with water. You're being overwhelmed with the Spirit. You're being overwhelmed. Everything, he doesn't do it. His hand is not slack, as Sister Gladys brought out. Amen. He's talking about, okay, he does a complete job. Amen. When you get baptized, there's not one place that's left behind. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord tonight that as it went, amen, and began, amen, in preaching this baptism, amen, in the wilderness, in the year of Sabah, amen, that came out. This message wasn't received into the temple. This message was received by a man who wore a locust and wore camel's hair, amen, and didn't have the life of luxury. The Bible said, amen, that he didn't wear soft clothing. This was a man, amen, that was a wilderness experience, and he began to preach repentance, amen, and they had come out. He said, who brought forth fruitful repentance? And there was a new generation of vipers, amen. I'm talking about a baptism tonight that will cause the surface to come to be cleansed. I'm talking about a baptism tonight that will cause sinners to come and want to be washed. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a baptism tonight when Peter, amen, was in the last supper there, that
all begin to wash, amen, their feet. Peter wanted him to wash him all. Hallelujah. He said, you're not all clean, speaking of Judas Iscariot. And tonight, you might not all be clean, but I'm talking about a baptism that can clean up devils. I'm talking about a baptism tonight, amen, that can save salvation and bring those that will repent back to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, amen, it came from the Jews and went to the Gentiles. They thought that at the time, amen, when Peter there, hallelujah, there was a time that they would not have anything to do with any other nation but the Jewish nation. But I'm talking about a baptism tonight when Peter was on the roof in Acts chapter 10, and God began to speak to him, amen, in a vision out of a trance, and let down a sheet and all kinds of unclean animals, amen. I'm talking about a baptism that will clean the unclean animals and make them no longer clean. He said, Peter, rise, stay, and eat. And he said, no, I never ate anything coming out unclean. But I'm talking about a baptism tonight that will make the unclean animal clean. I'm talking about a baptism tonight that whoever's underneath this sound of my voice tonight, it'll cleanse you up and make you whole tonight. I'm talking about a baptism tonight that fire comes down on the inside of you and will make you holy tonight. I'm talking about a baptism tonight, amen, that'll cause you to be separated and set apart and sanctified. The Bible says when he comes, amen, hallelujah, and God let him know that what I have cleansed. Oh, hallelujah, tonight. And
amen.
I'm talking about tonight when the Lord Jesus Christ washed the feet. Amen, hallelujah. I'm talking about a baptism that Jesus is giving tonight that'll make every one of you holy and clean tonight. I'm talking about a change life. The Bible says, amen, that they filled all the house where they were sitting in Acts chapter 2. They were sitting there praying. They were talking about praying and being prayer warriors. There were 120 in the upper room. And the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind. As Brother Lord and Sister Betty talked about where the wind lifts, you don't know where it comes or where it goes. But they were sitting there in that upper room and filled all the house where it said, I'm talking about a baptism that will fill your house up to overflowing. I'm talking about a baptism tonight that caused David's cup to run over. I'm talking about a baptism tonight will fill you up no less than the fullness of the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it said on them, as cloven tongue of fire, they spoke of the Spirit of God, gave it us, because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians, amen, that we're all baptized by the Spirit, but in the one body. It brought every one of them. And it brings right now, tonight, we're talking about a baptism tonight that will bring you into the one body and one Spirit with your Jew, Gentile, bond, the Greek, free, male, female.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm not talking about anything. I'm not talking about male or female. I'm talking about a baptism that washes and makes us one. I'm talking about a baptism tonight that the Bible says in Revelation that the bride has made herself ready. Hallelujah. And the she shall wish it was given to her to wear the fine linen. Amen. And clean and white. Amen. Because that fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. There is no righteousness within each and every one of us here tonight, because our righteousness are filthy rags. But I'm talking about a baptism tonight. No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter where you're even at tonight, if you receive this baptism tonight, it'll make you clean and make you whole. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, starting with verse 44, Peter went and began to speak to the Gentiles, and at the time they were clean, they were considered unclean. They had no dealings. But all of a sudden there was a man by the name of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. He was a prayer warrior also. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, that appeared unto him, and he told him to go and sin. Amen. Unto Peter. And amen. He would come and speak to them. And three times this sheep was laid out. And after he had this vision, amen, these three, amen, Gentile believers come and took him back, and he began to speak unto them and begin to relay unto them. And the Bible says here in Acts chapter 10, verse 44 says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also were poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they to him to tarry certain days. You have to understand, amen, when at first John's baptism was baptism under John. It talked about it in John chapter 19. The believers there at Ephesus and Apollos, amen, who was a disciple of John the Baptist, amen, they had asked him, not John the Baptist, or not Apollos, but believers there at Ephesus, have they received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I'm going to ask you the same question tonight. Have you received the Holy Ghost of God tonight since you believed? Some of them, they answered, they said, we've not so much as heard as whether there be a Holy Ghost tonight. I guarantee you tonight there's a Holy Ghost tonight. He's alive and well and sitting on the throne. You need to know tonight, but not only that, he will come down and dwell on the inside of you tonight. All you have to do is ask for him, because, amen, the scriptures teach us if a son asks for a fish, will you give him a stone? Tonight, all we have to do is ask. So many times, we will try to put formalities on it. We tell people to hold on and let loose at the same time. Hallelujah. But you know what? Oh, tonight, all you have to do is ask, and he shall give. Amen. Because the Bible says that every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, which there is no variables or shadow of turning. But tonight we need to know, amen, what can forbid us, amen, to be baptized tonight. There's nothing that can forbid you to be baptized. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, amen, it's talking about how early on in chapter 5, hallelujah, talks about one man's offense. I'm not going to read all that. And it talks about how one man's disobedience all came to death. And it says in 5:20, it says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You need to know tonight, amen, we don't have to live in sin any longer, because there's an abounding grace. There's an abundant grace, and it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't earn it. It's a favor of God. He says that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness and eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Listen to me, church. Listen to me tonight, believers. God has brought you out of sin. God has brought you out of death. God's brought you into life, and that more abundantly. God, as he's brought you out of that, he's brought you out of that by baptism. He's brought you out of that by being born again. He says, know ye not, verse 3, that as so many as you were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized to his death. The Bible says, amen, you need to know tonight, if you've been crucified with Christ, you shall also be raised with Christ. If you've been baptized into his death, you've been all therefore, verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That glory that rests upon Christ rests also upon the believer. And it raises you up out of that place of death. You should no longer, there's not a person underneath sound of my voice that should be living in sin right now. Because we have that power and that glory. There's a greater glory. There's a greater power tonight. There's the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. There's a baptism of repentance tonight. There's a baptism of water tonight. Every one of those is representative of death, but also brings you into the newness of life. Are you walking in the newness of life? For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. When you're buried, that body stays there. It grows up to a new life. When you're raised up out of that water, when you're buried in water baptism, the old man is left in the grave. The new man is resurrected. When you come up out of that water, it's resurrection. There's resurrection time. Church, it's resurrection time. Jesus said, so many of us want to be like Mary and Martha at the death of Lazarus. When Lazarus was asleep in John chapter 11, Jesus said, do you not know that he'll be raised up? Oh, I know he'll be raised up in the last days. Church, you need to know this is the last days. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection. He is the resurrection. No matter where you are, no matter even in the grave tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ can raise you up. You've been in sin. You've been in death. You've been in destruction. Amen. You're getting in lifestyles. You're living in lifestyles you can't deliver. You know what? You can only get yourself in it. You can't get it out. There's only one that can deliver you tonight. and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He can deliver you by his baptism. He can deliver you by his new birth. He said, knowing this, that we henceforth shall not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. You are dead. When you are born again, when you're baptized, you are dead in sin. That sin stays there. That death stays there, raised up. Now that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died into sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Church, when you died into sin once, but you're living unto God forevermore. Hallelujah. You're living unto God. You've made that process. If you've done that, you're born again. Amen. You don't need to stay in sin. It's time for you to move out of sin. It's time for you to move out of the grave. It's time for you to move out of death, because the God that you're serving tonight is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. You don't need to be looking for this God in sepulchers. You don't need to be looking for this God we're speaking about tonight. You don't need to be looking. You can't find this baptism in the grave. You can't find this power in the grave. It's only in life. And life everlasting. It's only, you know, I'm going to say a few scriptures in Acts chapter 8, and then I'm going to go over it to Brother Sister Green. But in Acts chapter 8, the Bible says, verse 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, and to the way that goeth down from Jerusalem into Gaza, which is the desert. The Spirit of the Lord spoke unto Philip, gave him distinct direction. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that the Spirit in the light of day, the Spirit speaks expressly. He spoke distinctly unto Philip, told him to go. How many of you know tonight that our steps are ordered by the Lord? Philip steps were ordered by the Lord as he come into Gaza. The Bible says in verse 27, and he rose and went by the man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all the treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for the worship, was returning and said, his chariot read Isaiah the prophet. He came to Jerusalem to worship. Or he must have been a true worshiper. Church, you need to know tonight, John chapter 4 says that now as they are when the true worshipers will worship in spirit and truth. He went to Jerusalem not because to worship in Jerusalem. He did go to worship in Jerusalem, but he went to worship in spirit and truth. Tonight, church, the true worshipers will worship in the spirit. We're baptized in that one spirit. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's what it says in Ephesians. Tonight, amen, we're all in that same baptism. We're all brothers and sisters, because we're all, not only we're brothers and sisters, but we're all the same bride. The bride is making herself ready. You know what? The groom's already ready. The bride is making herself ready. It's getting ready time, church. You want to see this king's culmination come to bed? Just make yourself ready. Hallelujah. Make yourself ready. The Lord's already ready. His work is finished. All we got to do is enter into that finished work. All we got to do is come in and realize, amen, that's marriage time, church. It's marriage of the Lamb time. It's time for us to make ourselves ready. And the Bible said, was returning and sitting in his chariot and ready to ask the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Those as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. That tells me Philip was the son of God. And as he was coming, he was getting ready, amen, to take on a new brother. He was getting ready to meet even though he was from Ethiopia. He was getting ready to have a new brother. A new brother said, man, hallelujah, a new brother born into him. Philip ran further to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Oh, hallelujah. So, you know what? It's time for us, amen, to sit down, amen, together, and come to an understanding with the Lord Jesus Christ. To come and sit the word, read the word of God. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb, down before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. God has talked about, amen, we spoke a week or so ago on judgment. Amen. His judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. Jesus' life was taken from the earth. Who's going to declare the generation and the life of Jesus? Church, we are. But you only can do it when you've been buried with him. You've got to be raised in his likeness. As you're raised in his likeness, the Bible says we are his witnesses. Amen. And just like John said, we're not that light tonight, but we're the witness to that light. Amen. We're just bringing you to the light. The light in him was the light, and the light was the life of men. Tonight, it's his words that we're speaking. It's the Father's words that we're speaking. Because you know what? We can speak the Father's words because we have his authority and power. We have his spirit. And so as we come, it's all about coming. coming home, church. It's all about coming to the marriage. It's all about going home tonight. It's all about coming to the Father's house and being baptized into one body and the one spirit. Amen. Because as those that come, they talked about a baptism. Jesus talked about it. That go ye and all to the world, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I command thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it talked about that. And then they had the apostles' doctrine. They had the book of Acts. All of them were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You had John's baptism. You had Jesus' baptism and talking about in the name of the Father. And then you had the New Testament baptism of in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says this. Hallelujah. He said in verse 38, he said, his humiliation was judgment taken away, and who shall declare Jesus? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Oh, church, tonight I'm preaching to you Jesus. Hallelujah. And we have, these speakers are preaching to you Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What does hinder me to be baptized? That's what Peter said. I just read it to you. What does hinder them? Church, what's keeping you from being baptized tonight unto repentance? What's keeping you being baptized unto the Spirit? What's keeping you from being baptized, amen, and on your way home? This eunuch was getting ready to go home, and Philip came and spoke to him. And the Bible says, and Philip said, if thou believest it with all our heart, thou mayest. Church has got to be with all you are. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe tonight that you can be baptized? Amen. You can be baptized. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. From that time on, Philip just come. All he did was baptize him. And when they come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught him up. Church tonight, are you caught up in the Spirit? You're caught up. God had another destination. Just like Sister Green said tonight, the answer might not be what you think it might be. There might be this. There's a song that we used to sing. There's a greater yes. And tonight, there's a greater yes. Amen. Because as you pray tonight, as you, all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. There's a greater yes. Don't be like the church that lay on a seat and think you have need of nothing and are wretched and poor and miserable. But tonight, there's one thing you do have need of, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But tonight, there is one thing you have need of, and that's the baptism of repentance, the baptism of water, and the baptism of the Spirit tonight. And it's all three in one as you come to Jesus Christ. And tonight, what does hinder you to be baptized? All I can say is nothing but you yourself. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. I tell you, all the ministers tonight, you've all blessed my soul. And all I got to say with all of your preaching tonight, well said. Hallelujah. God is so good. And we're going to come to you here with this here song. And praise the Lord. Brother John's talking about three baptisms, and that's praise God. That's exactly what we see as well, and I hope you enjoy this here song.
There has been a prize upon him for the soul who does not stray. for Jesus to be all that I should be, so that I can rest with him forever, live eternally. Step into the water, way out a little bit deeper, wet your feet in the water, come in love.
God. And how
thank
many
you,
know
Sister
that
Green.
Go ahead, Sister Frida.
That was wonderful. But can
praise
I say something before I have to get going?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
They asked us when we made the arrangements for the funeral for my mom, they said, what's three songs? And you know what? And this was one of mine and one of my grandmother's and my mom's too. Fly Away, and you know what, that was one of, but the other song was on, Down on the Water with it, something with a dove, but you know what, when we got to that song, I mean, I could feel that spirit in that funeral home chapel this morning, and he said, and you know, people might think I'm strange, but when I hear music that's leading to what the Lord wants us to do, and once I got a singing in that song, I mean, I could feel the Spirit moving, and I said, thank you, Lord, you knew I needed that. You knew I needed that, but it has been. Everything fell in place like the Lord was there with us.
Praise God. He sure knows how to comfort us, doesn't he, Sister Frida?
He does.
Praise God. And we're going to keep you, and you keep calling and sharing the word with us, and the Lord's going to take care
best.
Of you.
He is.
Amen. And I'm believing in that car for you, too.
Thank you. And I know it's coming. I'm just waiting on it.
Amen. It sure will. God, he's right on time.
He is.
Amen.
And we're going to have Brother Green. He's going to go ahead and obey the Lord at this time, and we appreciate all of y'all.
Praise God. It's good to be with you, and thank the Lord for all you ministers that's come on tonight. I tell you, it's a good subject tonight. I really appreciate the preaching because, I tell you, it's through the preaching of the gospel that we can come in and be saved. And, you know, the world knew not God, but through wisdom, through man's wisdom and through the natural wisdom, but it was through the preaching of the cross that brought salvation. And I'm so glad that it's never changed and it never will change till Jesus comes again. And I was thinking tonight, you know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And you know, several of the preachers tonight talked about being born again. And you know what, tonight, that's what this is talking about, this one baptism. It's not talking about water baptism there in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5, but it's a talking about being baptized into the body of Christ. And that's when we're born again. That's when we're a new creature. In Christ Jesus, that's when the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, comes into our heart. 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So there we have the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of Jesus there again. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. And that body is Jesus. That body is the church. That one body is the body of Christ on earth. And we know that many have passed on, and they're in heaven today, many of the saints. And they're still in the body, but they're not. They're in heaven, and we're down here on earth, and there's a work for us to do. And we're to tell the world that they need Jesus, and we're to tell the world that they need that baptism into the body of Christ. Praise God. I think there, one place the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, it talks about the baptisms, plural. It talks about us going on unto perfection. And praise the Lord. Let me see if I can find that right quick. But I was thinking about that in chapter 6. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, that's plural, and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. In other words, there's more than one baptism that the Bible talks about, and Joanna mentioned it a little while ago, the three baptisms. First of all, you need to be baptized into Jesus. You need to have His Spirit in your heart, because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. So when you get born of the Spirit, you're born of the Spirit of Christ. It comes into your life. It comes into your heart. And you're changed, and you're a new creature once that Christ come in. Just like Brother, I believe Brother John was saying, we're baptized over there in Romans chapter 6. We're baptized into His death, and we're a new creature. We come up out of that grave. We're identified with Christ. We are putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're telling the world, when they come out and they watch the baptism, we're telling the world that the old man is dead and the new man is alive, that Christ now lives in us, that we no longer walk after the things we used to walk after. We're no longer doing the things that we used to do. I'm talking about things that were sin. You know, sinners are, that's what they are. They commit sin. And seems like some's more worse than others. I sung that song a little while ago. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Caesar's Creek last Sunday. Well, I tell you, he'd have never got baptized if he hadn't given his heart to Christ. That's what made the difference. I tell you, you can go down to the water hole and they can put you in the water, but if you ain't first give your heart to Christ, then you are not going to make heaven your home, I tell you. I read in the Bible over here one place, in the book of Acts. I think Brother John was over there in Acts chapter 8, I believe it was. Philip had went down there to Samaria, city of Samaria, and he had preached Christ unto them. And they believed. The Bible says they believed and were baptized. You see here, they believed and were baptized. Well, when they believed, that meant they believed in Jesus. And they were baptized because they had given their heart to the Lord. And that's why they were baptized. It wouldn't do us no good to go down to the prison house and get a bunch of prisoners and say, we're going to take you down to the river and we're going to baptize you. If they hadn't repented of their sins, it wouldn't do them no good. And They'd just be what they was before they went down, but they'd be a wet sinner when they come up. But I thank God we need that change of heart. Well, first of all, we need to give our heart to the Lord, and we need to then be baptized and be our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. And also that watery grave is testimony that we have died out to sin, that we said we won't sin anymore. We're living for Jesus, and the old man is dead, and we're living the new life, and we're not running on that low road anymore. We're running on the highway, the King's highway, and we've come up to a different level. And I'm not saying that we're better than anybody else, because all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. But the thing about it is, we must find a place somewhere along the road of life. We must find us a place, and we must make us an altar, and we must turn our heart to God. And we must put off that old man, and we must get down to business with God. If we plan on making heaven, we're going to have to do what the Bible said to do. We cannot come up with some kind of a plan that doesn't line up with the Word of God, and we've got to go by the Scriptures. We can't go any other way. We must come in at the door, and Christ is that door. They baptized him one day in the River Jordan there, and somebody was preaching tonight about it. There come a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And I tell you, if you want to be well pleasing to God, you must follow Christ. And he said it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness, I believe the way it's said. And John said, "I have need to be baptized of thee. And why comest thou to me?" You know, in other words, why are you wanting to be baptized? You ain't done no sin. And Jesus said, "Suffer to be so, to fulfill all righteousness." You see, Jesus knew he had to be baptized. And he wasn't baptized to wash away his sin, but he was baptized in obedience to God. And the Spirit of God came upon him in the form of a dove. And the sign to John the Baptist, was when you see the Spirit descend upon him and remain, the same is the Son of God. And he said, "I saw and I testify that this is the Son of God, that he is the Lamb of God." And I want you to know tonight that whatever we do for Christ, I want to tell you tonight that there's a certain amount of cleansing. Just like Brother John was talking about, Jesus washed their feet with water. He girded himself with a towel, and he washed their feet, and they washed one another's feet. And there's cleansing in the Word of God. And I was reading over here in John chapter 15, where the Bible said, "Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." You see, when we obey the word of God, we are being cleansed. And when we go and follow the Lord in water baptism, then we are being cleansed. And when we obey God, then we are being cleansed, no matter what we do. I believe when we visit the sick, God's looking down on it. When we go and pray for the sick, or if we do a good thing, God is looking down. And when we go to the house of God, I believe God's looking down. And we're all baptized in that Spirit of God that's in that house. Just like in the days of Moses, they all passed through the sea, the Bible said, and they all were baptized under the sea and under the cloud, and they drank of that rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you tonight, I want to read just a little bit here in 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. I wrote something down just a few minutes ago, and I want you to see it. You see, the Bible teaches us that we've got to repent. And when John the Baptist came, he preached repentance. And when Jesus came, he preached repentance. He preached, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." You see, we cannot continue in sin that grace may abound. And I want to read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, as fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And listen to what he said here in verse 11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So he's talking to people here that have repented, and he's telling them, such were some of you, but you've repented. You've come clean with God. You've quit that kind of stuff. And he was saying to them, these people used to do these things. And he said that if they'd repent, in other words, and they had repented, that they're clean. And I want you to know tonight, you can be clean, and you can find yourself an altar, and you can make yourself an altar by your bed or wherever you're at. And you can call on Jesus, and I tell you, call upon the Heavenly Father through the name of Jesus, and he'll answer your prayer. And he'll not reject anybody that comes to him in repentance. And if we truly repent, we will be born of the Spirit. Praise God. I'm going to turn it to Sister Joanne for a few minutes here.
Bless his heart. Keep him in much prayer there. I'm going to turn in some more prayer requests. Sister Billie Jean Neal, she had turned in a prayer request that we pray that she gets home safely. The roads are getting bad, and that was about an hour ago, and she just now posted that she made it home safe, so thank the Lord for that. Donna Millen, she said we turn that one in. I'm sorry. Her family needs jobs. Also, Tanya Green says that Alan Walker, his daddy, needs a touch from God. And that was it. I think let's go to prayer over these prayer requests. And please keep Brother Green in your prayer. He needs a healing in his lungs. Praise God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, and ask God to do the please request tonight, Lord, to reach out to the land, dear Lord, any of those that need saved, God, let them hear, God, your word, let Spirit draw them, dear Lord, to an altar that they'll get saved, and dear God, their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and dear God, the things that they need, add it to them, Lord. They seek you, from God, and that you will make a way, Lord. God, that in your word said that he never saw the seed, the righteous forsaken, or the seed begging for bread, and Lord, all your promises are yea and amen, and we believe and we stand, God, on your word. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, you touched Clinton, Lord, and the report of the doctor, Lord. We believe you, God, that you're the great physician, and you can create lungs, Lord, and that there'll be no transplant of lungs. And, Lord God, we don't believe that report. We're believing, God, that you can do all things, Lord. You are the creator. You created us in the first place, Lord. And, God, we all that of his lungs that they say that have died, God, we're asking for resurrection, Lord, with his lungs in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you. We thank every minister, Lord, that has preached on here tonight. God, we ask that you comfort Sister Frieda in this time, Lord, of her loss. And God, just uplift each and every home, God, and that's a part of this broadcast. And Lord, we praise you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And I'm going to turn it back to Brother Green. Hallelujah.
All right, we're talking about being baptized into the body, and we talked about being born again, preached on that. And if you turn with me now to Colossians chapter 2, I believe it is. Let's see here. Yes, chapter 2, 10th verse. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Praise God. Well, I thank the Lord that, you know, we can baptize, like I said earlier, put people in the water, but I tell you, it takes that circumcision made without hands here in verse 11, and putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. When Christ went to that cross, he took our sins in his own body on that tree, and he bore our sins, and he spoiled principalities and powers. And the Bible said in the 15th verse, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Even though they nailed him to that cross, and even though he died, but he rose the third day, and they'll never be able to do anything with him anymore. He won't come back again riding a donkey into Jerusalem, but he'll be coming back to set up the kingdom, and he'll be coming back to put away sin forever. Praise the Lord. So the thing about it is tonight that we cannot continue in sin, that grace may abound. We must be baptized into Christ. We must, if we want to be born again, if we want to see heaven and make heaven our home. We can't be on the outside looking in. We must be in the body of Christ. There's only one church leaving this world, and that church is going to be washed in the blood. That church is going to be clean through the blood of Christ, and that church is going to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to follow the Lamb, and they're going to keep the commandments of God, and they're going to look into the Word of God, and they're going to begin to eat the Word of God. And they that know the Lord is going to rise up and do great exploits in these last days, and they're going to be a church that is overcoming. And I tell you, we're overcoming the world right now. We're a church that is moving, an army of the Lord that is fighting the good fight on earth today. And they may not like us, but I'll tell you what, the world didn't like Jesus, but I'll tell you what,
amen,
we've got the Word of God down in our soul. And I'll tell you, we're going to fight the good fight, and we're going to stand for Christ and let the world go by. I'll tell you, we need to be separated from this old world, church. We need to come out from among them, be separate. Just like the Lord told us to, be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And he said, I'll receive you unto myself, that you'll be my children, you'll be my sons and my daughters. And that's the spirit that he gave us. He came into our heart there in Romans chapter 8. He said, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. You see, when you go down to an altar and pray and you seek God and you repent of your sins and you believe the gospel, I tell you, he'll send forth the Spirit into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. You'll be a child of God. You'll be a son or a daughter of God. And you'll have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you'll have a home in heaven someday if you hang on. If you keep fighting the good fight and you never let go, he will take you into that glorious land. Praise the Lord. There's a better place to go someday, church. And I'm a-going. And I'm a-going because Jesus paid the price and because he made them. He blazed the trail, and he has smoothed out the road that leads to heaven's abode. He's worked he's worked in that road, and he's made a way. And he's took down the obstacles that stand in the front of men and women's ways. And I'll tell you, whatever you're hooked on, I'll tell you tonight, you can get free. The name of Jesus is a high power, and we can run unto it and be safe. There's safety in that name of Jesus. And praise the Lord. I don't know how much time we have left, but she said 3 minutes here. But I sure appreciated all you good preachers coming on. And I'm really sorry to hear about your mom passing there, Sister Farida. But I'll tell you what, she's gone to a better place. And I tell you, there's going to be a great getting up morning one of these days. There's going to be a homecoming day. And we're all going to be gathered to meet the Lord in the air, the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And at that last trump, when the trump of God shall sound, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we, which are alive and remain, shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So I'll tell you what, I'm looking for that day. I'll tell you what, if you ain't baptized, what doth hinder you to be baptized? What's standing in your way? If you ain't saved, you're just one prayer away from salvation. You might just be one prayer away. You might just be just close but not right in yet. But I tell you, you can get in. The door of mercy's open today. And Jesus said,
amen.
I am the door of the sheep, over there in John chapter 10. And I tell you, you can be a sheep if you want to be, or you can remain on the goat side. But one of these days there'll be a separation. And I want you on the Lord's side. I want you to be saved. I want you to be born again. I want you to find you an altar somewhere and pray. And I want you to find you a church. And I'll tell you, if you live in the Middletown area, we got a good church. And down there on 5990 Michael Road, we've got a baptistry. If you need to be baptized, I ain't telling you to come join that church. I'm telling you, if you need baptized, why don't you come? They'll baptize you. We baptize you into the Lord. We don't just baptize you into a certain church. We believe Jesus has got a church, and it's all over this world. And his body is that church. And I've turned it back here to Sister Joanna.
Praise God. Remember, Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m., and that's Reaching the World for Christ, blogtalkradio.com. And also, Pastor John, you want to tell where your church is located?
Yes, it's located at 114 East Main Street, Thomaston, Georgia. Our services are right now, we're meeting on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. and then on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And if you're in the area, you're more than welcome to come in and just worship the Lord with us. Thank you.
Amen. And Sister Gladys, you want to announce your church there with Brother Wayne?
It's US 6367 US 60, Polksville or Salt Lake, Kentucky, and it's 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Sunday morning, 6 p.m. on Sunday night, Wednesdays at 7.
Thank you. Praise God. And if you're in those areas there, we encourage you to go visit their churches, and they'll preach truth. They will preach you the truth. Praise God. And we will see you next Friday at same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And good night, y'all. We've run out of time. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless.